Let's talk about static stretching. I'm talking about doing things like hamstring stretches, bend over and touch your toes, and all these other types of stretches that we typically do before we lift weights, because we've been doing them ever since we were little kids in gym class. And what we want to discuss is, are these actually effective? And more importantly than that, are they effective for warming up the muscle and preventing injury? Prevention is the big thing here. Do they loosen up the muscle? Do they prevent injury? Is all of this stretching that we've all been doing since we were little kids actually worth it? That's what we're going to talk about here. For those who don't know, my name is Jason Clemens. Everything I'm going to talk about here, you can certainly go online. It will also be on the blog at jasonstake.com. Let's begin. So what you need to realize is that there is a lot of research on stretching, piles of it, comprehensive research. I'm not just talking about short little studies. I'm talking about comprehensive research over many, many years. And what researchers will do is they'll compile all of these studies, and they're called meta-analysis. They'll go back through all the studies, and they'll take a look at what the results actually were. So it's a pretty simple concept. We want to see what these actual studies have shown throughout the course of whatever, 10, 15, 20 years. Some of them go way the hell back there. And it's no different with stretching. So they're there. And basically, what some of those studies have found is pretty impressive. So, or I should say pretty eye-opening. Basically, studies in particular was a meta-analysis, excuse me. It was published in the Clinical Journal of Sports Medicine, and it basically did a search back over several years on pre-workout stretching for warm-ups. That's the most common place we all do it. And what this study actually found, it was a 1999 study, so it was a while back. But what it actually found was that all this stretching, pre-workout stretches, compiling all this data that they had, absolutely did nothing to prevent injury. Nothing. So in other words, it was a complete waste of time. And another study published once again in the Clinical Journal of Sports Medicine, this time went all the way back to 1966. So 1966 to 2002, this was a 2005 study where the results were published, and they just poured through a bunch of research on stretching. Keep in mind, they're not all perfect, but for the most part, researchers go and they examine the effects of stretching over time among participants. It's pretty standard with all these studies. And what these researchers found when they went back through all this data was that there was no evidence that stretching actually prevented injury. As a matter of fact, they showed that it basically did nothing for injury. So there's a lot of other studies I go through here, but I always like to cite the meta-analysis because it just compiles all of this. And you might be asking yourself, well, how in the hell can this actually be? Why isn't stretching working? It only makes sense. Basically, we think that stretching loosens up the muscle, or more specifically, you know, it stretches it out, like it says, and elongates it. And it's for that specific fact, the one thing why even a lot of doctors and other professionals think it's so beneficial, that's actually where it backfires, okay? Research has actually shown that 90%, 90 freaking percent of injuries happen on the eccentric motion. So concentric, basically, if we're dealing with an arm, would be this motion, contracting, and eccentric is just the lowering of the motion, okay? So in terms of your hamstrings, the eccentric motion would be when that is loose, that it's the short, it's the basically the lengthening movement of the muscle. So when that's loose, if you're squatting, it would be the down motion. If you're coming up, it would be, that would be the concentric contraction, not to confuse you. So 90%, studies actually shown this, 90% of injuries occur on the eccentric motion. That is where your muscle is elongating. So imagine you got your big hamstring and you're running, okay, or you're squatting. Most of the time, that injury, that pulled hamstring, that strained hamstring is occurring on that down motion, that elongating motion where that muscle is actually loosening. It's not contracting. And why this occurs is actually pretty interesting. So when you stretch, basically what happens is you're pulling those muscle fibers and even the tendons and the ligaments, you're pulling them apart, and that pulling actually weakens those fibers. It actually weakens your tendons. And this is especially true if you're coming in, okay, it's always true, but it's especially true if you're coming in before you lift, or you have a hard lift, or you're about to sprint or something, and you're spending 20 minutes just stretching those hamstrings and pulling them. What you're doing is actually weakening those connective tissues and those muscle fibers and setting yourself up for actual increases in injury, not benefits. And there's a lot of studies on runners in particular, as it has to do with stretching. Pre-running, stretching is very popular among runners. And one study published in, I believe it was, the American Journal of Fitness, I believe is where that study was published. Don't quote me on that. Again, all this will be cited back on the blog. But they looked at 1,505 runners, okay, so a lot of runners, and found that stretching absolutely did nothing to prevent injury among those runners. Other research has shown that, in fact, when you stretch, it reduces performance in the areas of endurance. So if you're a runner and you're stretching, you're decreasing your endurance, and also in power, okay? Power, things like weightlifting. So if you're doing a lot of leg stretching, especially intra-workout or before workout, you're actually lowering your performance of that muscle. Think about, you're stretching those fibers, you're weakening them. So basically, I go through study after study after study. And if you're stretching, you know, before you work out, it really is not doing anything. So then the question becomes, well, is there any effective way to actually warm up the muscle? And the answer is yes, there is. So research has actually shown that in terms of warming muscle, I'm speaking specifically about actually physically warming up the muscle, okay, to loosen it up, that active stretching, it's called active stretching, things like leg swings, jumping jacks, arm circles, any type of active movement is superior to static stretching in terms of actually warming the muscle. Research has shown that active stretching does in fact reduce your risk of injury because it warms those fibers up. Another thing that is incredibly beneficial, and it goes even way beyond just warming up the muscle, is foam rolling. So foam rolling before and after workout, research has actually shown that foam rolling improves the performance during the workout. It decreases your risk of injury. It does all kinds of other stuff too. If you think about rolling, it's called self-myofascial release. If you think about rolling, and you find those pain points and take the knots, say you take the knot out of your hamstring just by pressing on that with the foam roller. So that really, really loosens up the muscle because it's those knotted points that typically make us susceptible to injury when we're doing heavy lifts or we're doing sporting events. or whatever you may be doing, those are typically those knotted, weak areas, those tight areas where you're getting pain are what's setting you up for injury. Okay, so foam rolling is a great way to do that. Studies have also shown that foam rolling increases nitric oxide production and flow through the muscle. Okay, basically giving you more energy. Also, it's like all sorts of good stuff with foam rolling. So think active stretches, arm circles, leg swings, even light warm-up sets. Far better than static stretching. Foam rolling before and after makes a big difference. Anytime you can increase blood flow, you're going to improve your recovery, which studies have shown that foam rolling does. And all sorts of benefits are going to follow you if you do those types of things. All right, and I can go on and on about the studies, but I just wanted to bring your attention because I know that many of you, and you probably are, you're static stretching. And whether you continue it or not is up to you, but research basically shows it's not effective for preventing injury. So if you found this useful, just like it below, share it with somebody. Share it with somebody who does a lot of stretching. The share link's there. And you can go back, and I'm not sure what the date on this actually was, this post, but if you go back and you search on the blog at jasonstake.com, just search static stretching, you'll come up with a post. It's called Pre-Workout Stretches Do Not Reduce Injury. Unless I've changed the title, but that's what the subject is, so you'll find that post easily. And then leave a comment on the blog if you have a question. I typically am not going to answer them on the videos anymore. I haven't posted in a while. This is the first post I've made to YouTube in a long, long time. So if you like it, you can go back to the website, you can leave a comment or a question below the corresponding post. Until next time, guys, have yourselves a great, great day.